Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Your submission to God and to your God-appointed leaders will cause the Holy Spirit to give you the gift of discerning of spirits. You need to understand that. Because the authority that God has placed in your life is really for your protection. The Bible says in Romans 13 and 1, everyone must submit to the governing authorities, for all authority comes from God. And those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So even if you don't like it, learn to love it. Learn to really understand that if I'm really connected with this, I'm connected with this church, I'm connected with, you know, what God has placed me in, then I'm duty bound to understand the authority is really for my protection. It says the authorities are God's servants sent for your protection and for your good. Now, there was a man named Simon who was a sorcerer before he got born again. But when he saw the disciples come and laying hands on people, and they started receiving the baptism of the Holy Spirit, he really got excited. He said, I want that. This is found in Acts chapter 8 and 18. Listen to the story. It says, when Simon saw that the Spirit was given when the apostles laid hands on people, he offered them money to buy the power. Look, I got some money. I want what you got. Not teach me how to allow the Holy Spirit to move him up. No, I got some money. Look, I can pay you for this. He said, let me have this power too, so that when I lay hands on people, they will receive the Holy Spirit. Now, that sounded really on the surface like a really good thing. God wants us to learn how to help people to receive the Holy Spirit. But the way he came at it showed the motivation of his heart. Peter replied, your money be destroyed with you for thinking that God's gift can be bought. Folks, see, people may have the correct motive to do something, but they may have the wrong way of doing it. The design may see that this could be a positive thing, but is it based on the Word of God? Are we walking through the Scripture to get there? Or do we have to take an exit to get to the good thing we think we're about to get to? Peter said, you have no part in this, for your heart is not right with God. Repent of your wickedness and pray to the Lord. Perhaps he'll forgive you of your evil thoughts. For I can see that you are full of bitter jealousy and are still held captive by sin in your mind. And then he said, pray for me that these terrible things that you've said won't happen to me. See, folks, you have to understand, you know, just because a person looks one way on the outside, you really don't know what they're dealing with on the inside. And everybody brings a spiritual atmosphere with them. So important that you ask God in all of your relationships, Lord, show me. Is this someone I should connect with? Show me. If this is someone I can listen to, is this somebody I can trust? Is this a true brother or sister in the faith? The devil will attempt to use your reputation to connect his activities to influence people. Now, this is very, very important. In Acts chapter 16 and 16, it says that one day, we were, and this is Luke writing the book of Acts. He's saying, one day as we were going down to the place of prayer, we met a woman, a slave girl, who was a fortune teller who earned a lot of money for her masters. She followed Paul and the rest of us, shouting, these men are servants of the Most High God and they come to tell us how to be saved. The message was right. The messenger was wrong. This went on day after day until Paul got exasperated, turned around and said to the demon, "I command you to come out of her in the name of Jesus Christ." And instantly it left her. Her masters, they got all bent out of shape because they lost their money and they had no way, and they caused a big problem. But Paul and Silas, that's when, you know, that's when they were in shackles during midnight and everything. So they got in a lot of trouble for that. But why did she actually say that? Why was she following saying that? Why? Because she was trying to lend credibility for the success that they had with others in praying for the sick and all of the other things, wonderful things that God was doing. She was saying, "I'm with them. I recognize who they are, and I'm with them." So you have got to watch out who you connect yourself with, because many times people are looking at who they are because they believe and trust who you are. And that's another deception of the enemy. Sometimes people are just following you for what they can get from you. And as soon as you have a problem, they all disappear. They all scatter like roaches. They're all gone. And you're left there all by yourself saying, "What in the world happened?" It's true, isn't it? I want to end with this one more story. There was a prophet of God who actually lost his life because he relaxed his boundaries, the ones that God had given him. I'm trying to show you just how serious this really is. And please, I am not trying to keep you from fellowship. That is not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to give you spiritual discernment to know that everybody who looks one way doesn't necessarily come representing the Lord and maybe doing something for their own motivation or their own feel or for pride purposes or because they feel like God has called them to do this. And so I've gone and I've talked to the pastor, and the pastor, he's not along with me because he thinks we should all come to church. So I'm going to do my own thing. A lot of people attend things that the church may not know about, or even the fact that the pastor may not be with it. Folks, let me say something to you. If you are afraid to mention anything to your pastors, you need to break that spirit of fear in the name of Jesus and be straight out forward and say, "Pastor, this is what we're doing. This is where we're going." Listen, they can't stop you or make you do anything. But don't allow the spirit of deception to enter into your heart or into your life. Because even though what you're doing may be a noteworthy thing, the enemy can twist that thing where it becomes something that is harmful to your life and to your destiny. Now, this man in 1 Kings 13:1 got into trouble because he let his boundary down that God had given him. The Lord commanded a man from Judah to go to Bethel, where they were having all kinds of problems with apostasy. And when he arrived, the king was standing by the altar to offer sacrifices. And the Lord commanded the man to speak against the altar. And the man of God said, "Altar, altar, the Lord says to you, David's family will have a son named Josiah, and the priests for the places of the worship now who are making the sacrifices on you will actually be burned and placed upon you. Human bones will be burnt on you." The same day, the man of God gave proof that these things would happen. And this is the Lord's sign that this will happen, he said. He said, "The altar will break apart and the ashes will fall to the ground." And as he was saying this, it happened. Wow. Now, let me say this to you. God has called you to be his messenger. And everyone is not going to accept or even like your witness for Jesus Christ. You should expect some pushback. But God is going to protect you. It doesn't mean that you should not witness. You need to still be a witness. What the Lord says, go share that. You need to go and share that because God will protect you. The Bible says in verse 4, when King Jeroboam heard what the man of God said about the altar, the king raised his hand and he pointed at the young man and he said, seize him. But when the king said this, his arm was paralyzed and he couldn't move it. He said, seize him. Seize him. Seize. Who seized me? Somebody help me. I've been seized. When I said seized him. The Bible says the altar was broken into pieces and all of the ashes fell on the ground. This was the sign that the Lord gave the man of God to give. Then the king said, oh, man of God, please pray for me that the Lord God will heal my arm. Please. I said, seize him, but I've been seized by God. Would you please pray for me? You know, many of the same people who condemn you and speak against you, if you will just keep your testimony strong for God and not compromise, will come back to you and say, could you pray for me? Some of you have had it happen. This is what's going on in my life, in my family, in my marriage. Could you please pray for me? The king said, I know I said seize you, but I've been seized. Will you please pray for me, man of God? I didn't recognize you were a man of God, or I would have never lifted up my arm and pointed it toward you and said, seize you. See, now I recognize the error of my way. Please pray for me, man of God. So the man of God prayed to the Lord, and the king's arm was healed. And he got it back and said, whew, I didn't know who I was talking to. And the king was happy then because he said, well, God is here. There's nothing I can do. God just did that. I better listen to what God has to say. Now, that would have been a great day for revival. What a mighty prophet of God. That was a good day. But the truth of the matter is, it didn't end that way.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with a very special invitation for you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I want to invite you to our Night of Refreshing Youth Explosion, October the 25th at 7:30 p.m. We have our special guest, our praise and worship leader, Chichi Onyekene. And Chichi, we're so happy that you will be blessing us with God's anointing and the gift that he has given you. Why don't you tell us, why should young people come that night? What have you seen in other meetings? How many meetings have you done approximately like this?
Yeah, hundreds.
Hundreds?
Hundreds.
What have you actually seen happen?
I have seen young people come into a space with their peers and see that they are not alone in the things that they are dealing with. Young people, this generation, the enemy is plaguing you guys with anxiety, with depression, with loneliness, some suicidal thoughts and ideation. There's so many things that are going on in the minds of young people. And young people, you think that you're alone. You think you're the only person dealing with this. You think that your family is the only family that's, you know, having issues. You think you're the only person with issues in your parents, you know, with your parents' relationship. And I've seen time after time after time after time at these events that God reveals to you, one, you are not alone in this. There are other people that are going through the same thing, and you have an opportunity to not only enter into relationship and friendship with these people, but you get to get in a space where you can be free from those things in a real way that changes your life forever. There's people that I've talked to even this week from a meeting a year, two, three, four, 5 years ago that said, man, I remember I encountered God that night in the realest way that I ever have. And I never thought about myself or my situation the same again.
And make sure you come and expect God to touch you. Because as I said, it's a regular night of refreshing. We're going to focus on our youth in one section, but come expecting God to touch your life. Now, this is October the 25th at 7:30 p.m. at Spirit Life Church International. The address is 1860 Precinct Line Road, and that's in Hearst, Texas. Again, it's 1860 Precinct Line Road, and that's in Hearst, Texas. We expect to see you. It's going to be a wonderful time, and God is going to move in a special way. Now, let's get back into today's program.
In the news just recently, it talks about a man, and he gave his testimony. It's not a spiritual testimony, just a real-life testimony. It was past 9 p.m., later than the time he kept his barber shop open, and he had just called his wife, and a gang member burst into the shop with an AK-47, aiming for a rival that was in a nearby chair. And instead, he shot and killed one of the other barbers who was 41 years old and was cutting the man's hair. The prophet lost his life by lowering his boundaries. The man had said to his wife, "No, I know we don't usually stay open this late." See, folks, listen, when you're going to change your routine, you need to pray about it. I'm trying to help you. Listen, nothing just happens. Look at the person next to you and say, "Nothing just happens." See, you have got to discern that when you make a change in your schedule, the way you normally do something, why are you doing it? You need to think about it. Because maybe you don't need to change it unless you're being led of the Holy Spirit to do it. The Bible says as the young prophet was on his way back home, an old prophet living in Bethel saddled his donkey and went to meet the man of God and said, "Why don't you come home with me? Eat with me." And once again, the boundary went up. He said, "I can't go home with you. I can't eat or drink in this place. The Lord said to me, don't do it. And that's why I'm even returning on a different road. How did you find me?" Well, the old prophet said, "I'm a prophet too. And God sent me on this road to find you." Christians love to meet people that they have something in common with. "My first daughter's name is this." "Oh, that's my first daughter's name. Me and my husband got married here." "Well, that's exactly the state we got married in." And all of a sudden, you start finding a bond. But the devil knows about the bond. And that's why he told the lying prophet to tell the man of God, "We got lots in common. Come on, you can come home. I know you're tired. I know you are beat. I know you had a rough day. You can come to me. You can lay your head on my shoulder." Now, other people would not understand, but I truly understand. "Come on home with me." And the young prophet of the Lord did it. You know why? Because we all want to be connected. We all want people to love us. We all want to share with people in our heart. But the Lord had told him to establish a boundary and to stick with it. Folks, listen, don't let your emotions or your reason or even other people get you out of alignment with what the Holy Spirit is placing in your heart. You've got to listen to God more than man, more than woman, more than people, more than your own self. Many times our logic talks us out of the right thing. You know what they say on tests? When you take a test, the first answer is usually the right one. But when you have extra time at the end, you go through the whole list again and you change them and you find out that first answer was the one. And sometimes that's what we do. We replay situations in our mind and say, "Well, why couldn't I go? Why shouldn't I go? Why? It doesn't make sense that I shouldn't do that," when the first thing the Holy Spirit told you was boundary. Boundary. And if you will just simply pay attention to the actions of people, God will show you why. The man of God went home with him. He ate a a good meal at the table. Now listen to this. God will use the very person that you are not supposed to be with to tell you, you made a mistake. You know, that's what the devil really does. You know, you make a mistake. The devil tempts you, you make a mistake, and then he says, oh man, you're terrible. He's the one who tempted you. Now you're terrible. Now you got all kinds of guilt and condemnation because you listened to him. But in this case, God actually told the old prophet to give the new prophet or the young prophet a message. Then while they were sitting at the table, a command came from the Lord to the old prophet. He cried out to the man of God and said, this is what the Lord is saying to you. You have defied the word of the Lord. You've disobeyed the commandment that he gave you. You came back to this place and ate and drank where he told you not to eat and drink. And because of this, your body will not be buried in the grave of your ancestors. That old backslidden prophet pronounced judgment on the disobedient prophet. God will use the person you disobeyed him for to cause heartache and suffering and even torment in your experience. Now, in this case, the man was going back home and he died. The Bible says that a lion roared on him and killed him. And for the people to know that it was a judgment of God because of disobedience, the man was lying dead in the ground on the road, and the lion stayed, and the donkey that he was with stayed also. They were both, the man is laying on the ground, the lion's there, and the donkey's on the other side, and they're just looking at each other and say, this guy should listen to God. Yeah, I know. I'm so glad we're smarter than that. We're going to stay right here until God tells us to leave the scene. And a lion and a donkey and a dead man was in the road as long as God was trying to make an object lesson. There must be boundaries established in your relationships. You must pray for discernment and wisdom from God, because personal boundaries are so important to protect God's purpose and plan for your life. We are living in an age of deception. Don't change your beliefs in the Word of God to please people, to be politically correct. You need to stick with the Word of God. And you need to be careful with the people who are coming in and out of your life. Why? Because it takes spiritual discernment to know and do the will of God.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. Also, don't forget to mark your calendars for Friday, October 21st at 7:30 p.m. for our Youth Explosion, a night of refreshing for all, with a special focus on ministering to the young people. We'll be welcoming a very special guest speaker, minister, musician, and motivator, Chichi Onyekene. It's going to be a powerful night, and we encourage everyone to attend. Thank you once again for your prayers and support. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is part two of Discerning Spiritual Deception. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
This is Pastor Steve, and I don't know what you're going through today, but perhaps you're feeling just a little bit down. Others are feeling really depressed. I want to pray a prayer that God will strengthen you, that His hope will brighten your soul and your mind, and that joy will come into your heart right now. Father, your word says, cast me not away from your presence and take not your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of my salvation and uphold me. Father, I pray right now for people who are feeling sad. People are feeling depressed. People are just feeling down because of some situation, some circumstance. I rebuke the attack on their lives. And Lord, Father, I pray for the joy of the Lord. Lord, one of the fruit of the Spirit is joy. Let their joy return. In the name of Jesus, strengthen them, help them, bless them, be with them. We just thank you today for the answer. We thank you that all is well. Bless them and bless their families today. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. You're always invited to join us for our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10. We offer a safe environment. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Also, remember to be with us every weekday at 4 p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 2:30, right here on Bible School Radio 91.3 KDKR.